Music from Paige Beller. That's from her solo album. It's called Don't You Dare. Before that, we heard the Alabama Shakes with Hold On off of Boys and Girls, an older tune from Fountains of Wayne that was Hackensack off of Welcome Interstate Managers. We also heard Cat Power doing Cherokee off of her latest album, Sun. Support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and Antioch University Midwest, hosting Navigating the Maze of Financial Aid Saturday, November 17th, with financial aid professionals providing insight and guidance on the financial aid process for students and parents. More information is available at 937-769-1818 or midwest.antioch.edu. Well, I am Juliet Frumhold, and it is my pleasure to welcome our guests into the studio. As I mentioned before, I had the pleasure of filling in for Nikki Dakota on Excursions one day, and they were the scheduled guests ahead of WYSO's summer concert, and we had a really good time on Excursions, and we had a great time at the summer concert, and I said, come on back, come do Kaleidoscope in, oh, you know, November, and lo and behold, November is upon us. So it is my great pleasure to welcome a band that you can see this Friday night at the Clifton Opera House. I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But first, we're going to hear some live music from Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band.
All right, thank you. Thomas is going to start us off.
Tears now, and if the future is anything like the past, we'll be facing fears now. But you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop it. Dime or a nickel to my name now. Oh, but taking this in stride without you wouldn't be the same somehow. And I'd be lying if I claimed that we never had to stoke the flames now. But you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. Stop this love, oh, stop this love. You can't stop this love, oh, stop this love. You can't stop this love, oh, stop this love. You can't stop it. And the storm clouds have come in heavy about every day now. But my mama told me, son, you know, it might be this way now. And splitting and splintering, no, that don't ever pay now. But you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. You can't stop it. Another Sunday morning, and the sky still gray. And everywhere I turn, I see your still wave. And those church bells ring, calling us home. And I'm going, but going nowhere when I'm going alone. Oh, Luann, can't you understand? I would have loved you till the winter came on. Oh, Luann, can't you understand? I would have loved you till they were singing our song. Shouts and his cries roll out, but I've forgotten what he talks about. 'Cause this row's empty now, except for me, sitting where we used to be. You understand, I would have loved you till the winter came on. Oh, Luann, can't you understand? I would have loved you till they were singing our song. Didn't know what you had, and I'm not to blame if things go bad. Well, they'll come and go, Luann, just like they did before. And when they're done, they'll show you to the door. Luann, can't you understand? I would have loved you till the winter came on. Oh, Luann, can't you understand? I would have loved you till they were singing our song. Oh, Luann, can't you understand? I would have loved you till the winter came on. Oh, Luann, can't you understand? I would have loved you till they were singing our song. Till they were singing our song. Till they were singing our song.
Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band live in the WYSO studios. I'm so happy to have you guys here.
It's great to be here again.
Very, very happy that that we could make this happen. I'm used to seeing you in the daytime, but
I know. First time here on this show.
That's right. Now, if people have heard you on Excursions, they probably know a bit of the story. But I know we've got some folks that are hearing you for the very first time. Daniel Dye and Andrew and Carrie and Thomas Miller are Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band, and you guys are all a family.
Yes, these are my nephews and niece, these three, and their last name is Miller, hence their Miller Road Band. So,
Perfect. Did you guys all, have you all been playing together for your entire lives, or is it?
Well, we've been playing, I think, pretty steadily for the last 3 years, but I lived in Europe and I came back. That was about 4 years ago, and I've been playing alone over there. And I heard that these guys, when I left and to go to Europe, they were learning some classical, some string instruments, cello and violin, but they weren't really any good. So I came back. So I came back and I was shocked at the progress. I started playing some of my tunes and they jumped in and I was like, well, we should start doing this. And so we started playing at a farmer's market in Mechanicsburg, Ohio, a weekly farmer's market that turned into, it was like our practice, and then and it kind of grew from there. So, yeah.
Has music become kind of a family staple now? I was just thinking about the holidays, and I was thinking about you guys, and I'm like, I have this picture in my mind that they you know, at family gatherings, they're sitting around jamming together and playing. Is that the case? Do you guys find it's sort of music has creeped into kind of every part of your lives now?
Yeah, what do you guys think? I'd say so.
Oh, we have an uncle, actually, who likes to arrange music. So he'll get out these arrangements for, like, full orchestras. Our cousins play brass instruments, and the room's, like, pretty much full of instruments.
Suddenly an orchestra appears.
Mostly you just hear brass.
there's some tension in the family because some of the folks are into highfalutin music, and some of us are into this down-home stuff. So this band is kind of the fusion between both, but we have all sorts of music. And these guys, their father actually is a choral teacher or choir teacher, studying music.
Director. Yeah.
Director, choir director as well. So they're into choral music.
So that's where those amazingly tight harmonies come from.
I don't know. Maybe.
By the way, Carrie's a trooper tonight. She's not feeling very well. She's been a little sick, but she decided to come and join us. We're thankful for that. So.
Absolutely. Glad you could be here.
And thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Our pleasure. Can we hear some more before we chat some more?
Yeah, this song is called Those Devils, and this is actually going to be on our new album coming out early next year, and this is about defending your home in time of war. Those devils are coming with the wind. Those devils are coming with the wind. They've come to plunder, come to sin. Those devils are coming with the wind. Underground, you women go underground and pull that trigger if you're found. You women go underground. Taking more, I may be going down, but I'm taking more. Just pray you aren't the first to come through my door. I may be going down, but I'm taking more.
coming here after me. And there you'll meet your destiny. You devils coming here after me. Across the land, when that dirge rolls across the land, at least they'll sing that I died a man. When that dirge rolls across the land,
this next song is called Saints and Sinners. I'm going to give Andrew a minute to go over to the cajon here, and we're going to try the cajon for the first time in the studio. To London town, and all the people gathered round, and he listened as they cursed his name, while others said there should be no blame. And was it worth it all that took him there? The sea of signs and fist in the air. And the saints and the sinners stand side by side, side by side, both knowing they are right. They are right. And the saints and the sinners, do they realize, realize there's a story in those eyes? Those eyes. Now the loafing hero sang his heart, exposing all his fractured parts. But the people wanted songs they've heard before. Ooh. So he'd bring them one and they'd beg for more. Ooh. And the only ones who ever heard, ooh, were the few who listened to every word. Ooh. And the saints and the sinners stand side by side, side by side, both knowing they are right. They are right. And the saints and the sinners, do they realize, realize there's a story in those eyes, in those eyes. Yet still we open up our souls, ooh, when we know that passions can be cruel. Ooh. And when I told you that I love you so, ooh, oh, I thought your love for me might show. Ooh. So I'm praying that it's worth it all. I'm climbing as I hit this wall.
Ooh. And the saints and the sinners stand side by side, side by side, both knowing they are right. They are right. And the saints and the sinners, do they realize there's a story in those eyes? In those eyes. And the saints and the sinners stand side by side, side by side, both knowing they are right. They are right.
Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Now, I understand that shortly after we talked and you guys played the WYSO summer concert, mm-hmm. you did a little recording.
Yeah, we about that time we went up to Massachusetts, and we have a kind of a second fan base up there just north of Boston, and so we know some folks up there in the music world. We did some recording, and yeah, we spent about a week in the studio. I laid down some tracks alone, and these guys came. We spent a week in the studio, and then we were just up there a couple weeks ago doing a few shows. So yeah.
And the album, you think maybe early 2013 release?
Yeah, early 2013. It's recorded. It's in the mixing process. And I think, although I'm questioning one of our tracks, I might change it. I haven't told you guys this yet, but news to them.
News to me.
Yeah, we're probably looking early 2013. We're going to have an album release show, maybe on our home base. We have our own music venue up in Mutual, Ohio, so we might have it there.
Also have your own music festival in Mutual, Ohio.
Yeah, we've hosted. We had our second annual Madden Road Music Fest. Madden Road is where I grew up. It's kind of the base where we hang out, our family, and so we had our second Madden Road Music Festival, and a lot of actually Dayton area musicians came up, and folks from out of town, and it was a lot of fun. So yeah,
sounds like a blending of communities there for that festival.
Yeah, it really was inside outside. We have a an old antique store that we converted into a music hall. It used to be a town hall, so we restored it, or sort of restored it. It still looks pretty old and decrepit, but it looks really cool. And so we had kind of an inside-outside music festival there.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Very nice. What is 2013 looking like for you guys? Do you want to try to get out on the road in support of the record, or have you thought that far ahead yet?
Yeah, well, I'd like to. I think we're going to – I have this desire. I did a European solo tour last year. I'd love to get the band there. That's just kind of, if we could pay for a vacation, it'd be nice. But probably actually we'll just kind of spread from here, Columbus, Dayton area, and then we do have like a little fan base in Virginia and one in Massachusetts, and maybe we'll do a little, maybe like an East Coast tour from Virginia all the way up to Massachusetts, perhaps. So
nice, kind of fan out from the communities where you've got the base.
But Ohio's where it's at right now. So
absolutely. So, yeah. Now this is going to be your second album, right?
Yeah. We have one out, 14 songs, and it's been out. We actually stupidly released it on the very last day. It was the only day we could all get together with family and friends. It was the very last day of 2010, and I was like, wow, it sounds so long ago. But it was, if you look at it, early 2011. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. When you went into the studio this time to work on the second album, did you tackle anything differently? Did you find that you had you know, learned things from recording the first album that now you decided to go back and do either the same or differently?
Yeah, we had our songs down a lot better, just practicing more. And then some of the songs are probably – there are 10 songs on this new album. Probably 5 or 6 of them we had down really well. But then a couple of them really grew inside the studio. And those Devils, actually that arrangement of it, that all happened within the studio. So it was a little different than what we've done, to see one just grow right there. And it didn't take too much time either, which was good as well.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Now, the songs that are going to be on the new album, did you, Daniel, take the lead on writing these, or were these more of a collaborative writing effort, or how does that work with the four of you?
Well, lyrically, I write as I play guitar. So what I'll do is go over to their house, or they're coming to mine, and I'll just, like this happened last night, we got together and I had a new one. I just started playing it, and they jump in. And a lot of the parts you hear, they come up with. Some of them instantly, some maybe, you know, after a couple times of working through it. And then we work out harmonies. Probably that's the last thing we do, is start working on harmonies and stuff. So, yeah. Anything else you guys want to say? They're all sitting here nodding at me. I think they're in
pretty
agreement.
Accurate, yeah.
I have three nodding heads beside me. So.
Got to be good for your confidence.
Yeah.
Well, can we hear some more live ones?
Yeah, let's do this song is a newer one. This will be on the new album. This song is called Lord Have Mercy. Andrew's going to jump back on the cajon. And it's kind of intense, this song. Maybe this should come as no surprise, but the world, it slaps you with its lies, and you can't go back to blinded eyes, 'cause there's a price to pay. Now you can't sleep when your head pounds, and you can't get up when you're falling down, and you cannot walk on shaky ground, but you must be on your way. And all the people cry, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, gotta find some sweet release. Heaven, help us, heaven, help us, we're falling down upon our knees. Now you go to find solace in the house of God, but all you find is your soul rots. You don't know what you are or what you're not, but they are not like you. Yet there must be wrong and must be right, and there's evil and the sweetest light, and goodness in the blackest night, and you don't know what to do. All the people cry, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, we've got to find some sweet release. Heaven, help us, heaven, help us, heaven, help us, we're falling down upon our knees. So is it better or is it worse that you aren't blessed and you aren't cursed, and others, yes, they've been here first, they've walked this weary land. And some they die before they age, and others clench their fist in rage, and some they're free from this cage, and you cannot understand. And all the people cry, Lord, have mercy. we're going to do a song called Ohio, which is actually one of the first songs we played on the air here. I wrote this song a few years ago when I was living. I mentioned Europe earlier. I lived in Berlin, and I became homesick for Ohio, and that's how this song came to be. And Andrew is, we're minus a guitar tonight, so he's going to sit out on this one. So this will be Carrie and Thomas and myself. Born somewhere, the land runs through your veins. And Ohio is the place where I was raised. With empty railroad tracks and wide open roads. And lazy evenings watching muddy rivers flow. And I miss you, Ohio, Ohio. Oh, I didn't stay, but your memory, it carries on. Ohio, I'll be back someday, but I hope it won't be long. Now I live in a valley between mountains of concrete and glass. And I'm lost in a sea of lonely faces drifting past. And a bitter wind blows, and I've never felt so cold. And gray snow all around, it makes me feel so old. And I think of Ohio, Ohio. Oh, I didn't stay, but your memory, it carries on. Ohio, I'll be back someday, and I hope it won't be long. Oh, Ohio. And now I know that spring is coming soon. When I close my eyes, I see your flowers bloom. And warm midnight walks, will you always sky. When I think of you, I swear I will not cry. But I miss you, Ohio, Ohio. Oh, I didn't stay, but your memory, it carries on. Ohio, I'll be back someday, and I hope it won't be long, Ohio. Oh, Ohio. Through summer's heat or winter snow, how firm thy friendship, Ohio. How firm thy friendship, Ohio. Oh, Ohio. Oh, Ohio.
Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. You can check these guys out Friday night at Clifton Opera House. They're going to be playing with Todd the Fox as well. Should be a great show.
Oh, yeah. Todd's always a lot of fun.
Clifton Opera House seems like a really... A good place for you guys to play. The atmosphere and your music, it seems like it just fits together so nicely.
Yeah, we played there a couple of times, and it's quite lovely. And it does feel like it's some of this music sounds old, and that place it definitely is old, so it feels like a good fit. So
in blending styles, we talked about kind of the classical and the down home. It really does all fit together very well, and not just the links from the stringed instruments. When you guys were first getting together and starting to make music, did you find that blend came easily from your classical training to the more, folky down-home music that Daniel was playing?
Yeah. Well, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Carrie. I was going to comment on you, Carrie, but go ahead.
Well, I actually didn't think – I mean, we all – felt like tried to do the bluegrass feel with our classical training, and it ended up being maybe like a faux bluegrass, not quite, legitimate. But it's been a lot of fun, and kind of made our own style out of it.
Yeah, they would kick us out of any real bluegrass festival, I think. I don't know if we could, even the whole mannerism of bluegrass, play fast and stand stiffly and that sort of thing. So,
Thomas has got the stiff standing part down.
Yeah, Thomas is like a machine over here. Wish you could see him, everyone. Yeah.
Well, if you come Friday night.
That's right. That's right. looking ahead from Friday night, do you guys have anything else big planned throughout the end of the year, or kind of aiming straight ahead to the new year and the album release at this point?
We have a show in Columbus in December at Woodlands Tavern, and then we have another show with Springfield Arts Council in January. And then Carrie's off. Actually, Carrie might miss that show because she's going to Spain for 6 weeks in the winter. Yeah, not a bad position to be in. So when she gets back, we'll probably get together again, the four of us. But we basically, as many parts as we can get. Sometimes it's two, sometimes it's three, sometimes it's just me. So yeah.
How does that make it difficult sometimes when you're writing and thinking about kind of what you're going to play live, if you don't have all of the parts, have you worked the songs so they're pretty adaptable to only having two out of the four of you or three or whatever, or was that something that was kind of a challenge figuring out how that was going to work?
Yeah, I think it's maybe probably almost easier when I'm alone because I can just adapt and do my own. Sometimes I just completely improvise when I'm alone. So it probably is a bit more of a challenge when there's just like a three-piece band. I think Andrew would say that, right? You don't like it as much.
I don't know if it's just because I hear all those parts in my head, but I can hardly stand to have someone missing.
Really. Yeah, the three-part harmony, especially when it's just two parts.
Yeah.
So.
You just feel the absence of that other voice.
Yeah. I just hear it in my head, and it doesn't sound as good as I want it to.
So I always tell people just in the audience just to imagine a third part.
Right.
Whatever the best third part you can imagine is, that's probably what it was.
It's interactive that way.
Yeah.
Right.
Think method.
Yeah. Well, if people want to keep tabs on what you guys are doing and on that eventual album release, where can they check you guys out online?
Yeah, DanielDyeMusic.com. So if you go to DanielDyeMusic.com, and then from there you can go to all of our little channels, YouTube, Facebook, and all of that stuff. And then we have our schedule on Daniel Dye Music as well. And that's probably the best place to go. We do have a couple of free downloads on Facebook, Saints and Sinners and the song called The Devil's Ring, which we're not doing tonight. But we do have a couple of free downloads there as well if you want to go and become a fan and get some free tunes. So yeah.
Excellent, excellent. And we'll put a link up to their Facebook page on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We'll link you up to some free downloadable goodies there. Mm-hmm. So before people come out and see you Friday night at Clifton Opera House, can we give them another taste of some live ones?
Yeah. What do you think? One or two more? What do you think?
We can do two. Would be more than happy to have two. Yeah.
All right. We'll do a song. This song is actually a new one called Jailbird. I had called it Harriet, but Thomas just reminded me. This is actually called Jailbird. And it's a strange little song, but the story is, to try to summarize this story, I used to work in a prison. I used to teach in a prison. And one of my students came in with a bird, with a live sparrow. And I said, what are you doing with the sparrow? And he told me he actually saved it from the prison yard. It had been some other prisoner was killing all these little baby birds, and it was the last one. He saved it and rescued it and took it back into his cell, and he fed it, and it grew up. And the thing is, though, this guy was going to get out of prison, so he's worried about its survival without him. And so he trained it, or so he thought, to sort of survive on its own. He gave it live crickets and stuff, and then he had someone sneak it out of the prison. And then 2 days later, it came back into the prison yard, came back to its mother. And so he actually thought, oh no, what do I do now? And he had another guy sneak it out, but this guy took it all the way to his mother's house. So when this prisoner got out of prison, he had this bird to return. So the bird's name, though, was Harriet. So they had a reunion at his house. So this was a great little story, I thought. So that's how this song came to be. So
oh, Harriet, I need you so. Before we met, time moved too slow. If they ask you don't exist, it's gonna have to be like this. 'Cause what we've got is forbidden, and we can never tell, we can never tell. But for now we'll keep on living in this living hell, in this living hell. Oh. Until you're dead, they'll say I'm crazy in the head. And if I am, then that's okay. It's gonna have to be this way. 'Cause what we've got is forbidden, and we can never tell, we can never tell. But for now, we'll keep on living in this living hell, in this living hell. Meet again in clearer skies, away from all these prying eyes. And what we had was forbidden, and we could never tell, we could never tell. But for now, I'll keep on living in this living hell, in this living hell. We'll be right back.
right, so this is the last song. We're going to do a song called Hard Cider. This is a love song, a rare love song that I've written. And this is the fusion of classical and folk, because I'm going to pull out the harmonica for this one. So go ahead and start us off, Thomas. Squalor, they may think we're doing bad, but if we found $1,000, it wouldn't change the love you know we have, dear. And there have been days that I've had money, and you've had time of having fun. But when we didn't have each other, we didn't care for either one, dear. And when the sun beats down, we drink our cider. We drink it hard, we drink it cold. And when the storms move in, we sit real close. There's someone there to love and hold, dear. And a man once said, love is where it's at. It's the only thing worth being heard. Well, love it is all we've got. Love it is the final word, dear. No, I died a happy man. There was someone with me to the end, someone who could understand. There was someone with me to the end, someone who could understand, dear.
Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check these guys out Friday night at the Clifton Opera House in Clifton, Ohio, right down the road here from Yellow Springs. They're going to be playing with Todd the Fox, and keep tabs on them online. They're going to have a new album coming out in 2013. You can find them at danieldiemusic.com or on Facebook. We'll put a link up on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Check them out, Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band, Friday night at Clifton Opera House. They're going to be playing with this guy.
This one's called I'm feeling fine.